The Hyundai 4th of July sales event is going on now, and we're putting savings first. Our award-winning lineup features 16 sedans and SUVs, and they're all on sale. From the Sonata, Elantra, and Tucson to the Kona, the 2019 North American Utility Vehicle of the Year. And the Santa Fe, awarded most dependable midsize SUV by J.D. Power in 2019. Hurry into the Hyundai 4th of July sales event now, only at your local Hyundai dealer. Celebrate the savings before these epic offers are history. The Hyundai Santa Fe received the fewest reported problems in segment in the J.D. Power 2019 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. VDS is an evaluation of three-year-old vehicle dependability based on 2016 model year vehicles. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months or get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Offer ends 7/8/19. Call 877-248-1585 for complete feature and offer details.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Western Conference champion Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Gets your home bone dry in no time.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! 911, what's the address of the emergency?
Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, okay. Tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I had two girls in my house, and I did my normal routine to go work out. So I left the workout for a couple hours. When I came back, they took my money, they took my watch, my jewelry, a couple more things of value out of my house, and I don't know where they're at. I tried to call them before I called you guys. I tried to call them, and they're not answering me, and they're ignoring me.
When did this happen?
This happened today.
No. Okay, what all did you say was taken? I know you said money.
So money, my jewelry, and other things of value. So like clothes, shoes, just like other things of value around the house, things that I use, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
But really clothes, shoes, money.
Okay, what is
the
total?
Money and my jewelry.
What is the total estimated value of the items?
Oh, like $1 million.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Le'Veon Bell, they found him. He's searching for his money.
He's lost money before.
Well, that was by choice, wasn't it?
What is the total estimated value of the items?
Oh, like $1 million.
Sometimes you just leave it sitting around.
Well, that sucks.
Rounding error.
Yeah.
It's like a million.
Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, we appreciate that. And our thanks to Dustin.
You know, Dustin, I got to give a shout-out to Dustin. Touch him all for earlier. He was tremendous.
He is absolutely tremendous. And Kevbo, thank you, buddy.
I find it hard to believe that we're the only existing life form.
And our thanks to Ray.
Was that Coop?
That was Coop.
Talking about his belief in the likelihood of life elsewhere.
Extraterrestrial. Visits, whatever. I'd like to see all the documents that are hidden in Washington.
That's awesome.
And now we welcome in.
He is his own kind of life form, actually.
And Connor McKnight.
There's actually a planet of people that are all Coop.
I find it hard to believe that we're the only existing life form.
Well, we're not. There's plants and animals.
Well,
and
I think he meant the only
meant.
Planet.
You know he meant aliens. And we're with Coop, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally with him. I'd like to envision an entire planet of people who are Coop.
I need some proof.
Yeah.
I think your proof would help. Are you then a believer in life on Mars? Is that what you're
not saying? Mars, but certainly elsewhere. But
what's
just,
wrong with Mars?
I don't know. I think it's unreasonable to think we're alone and whatever.
Of course
this
it
all
is.
Is.
Of course, completely it is. Unreasonable. There's a lot of space out there. Life's using it. That's what's happening.
I heard some comedian who was talking about you know, how it's horrible that we've kind of destroyed the planet and now we're finally taking some steps and we're trying to do some things.
Nope.
And really, you know, maybe we're not doing enough, but we're doing more than anyone else in the solar system.
The yeah. comedian or politician?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Now remember, Connor doesn't believe Jupiter.
That's true. I do not believe Jupiter. I believe a lot of other things, life in other places, planets.
What is it about Jupiter?
It doesn't, come on.
He doesn't recognize it.
Doesn't
you don't recognize
seem,
it?
Is that Les's issue? Is that the grabber?
Are you like the grabber with Pluto?
I don't believe Jupiter. That's the full stop. That's the sentence.
I don't understand. Can you explain it? You don't
more,
believe?
It's more a way of life than it is really a set of beliefs or...
You know, it's not astronomy. It's you get that it's
right.
It exists. You don't think Jupiter is there?
No, I've been really clear. I don't believe Jupiter.
Mm-hmm. Who's Jupiter?
I just don't trust him.
You're not proving anything, but you're an idiot.
I have no idea what he means.
Just a long-standing tenet of Connor McKnight's existence.
Okay, what about Pluto?
You're acting like an idiot.
Pluto's
legit.
Is
Pluto a planet?
Yeah, no, Pluto's legit.
You hang in there, little
guy. I believe
guy.
It. Yeah, no, just try harder. You're going to get there. That's all he needs to do.
Mike Brown was the guy that wrote the book that discredited Jupiter. Not the safety, but the astrophysicist.
And the discoverer of Jupiter was the great uncle of Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
And that's why you don't like it?
No, I'm a big Pluto fan.
Yeah, Pluto's cool.
Big Pluto fan.
But it's frozen. It's like a half moon. It's not a real planet.
That's a dwarf planet. That's okay. Yeah, that's all right. That doesn't bother me.
I'm good with that.
I don't have a vested interest in the status of Pluto like Les Grobstein apparently does. So I'll let him fight that fight.
He is vehement that Pluto is a planet. And
people that are saying it's just a baby planet, we all know it exists.
Everybody, all of us.
P-L-U-T-O.
We're not lying about Pluto.
That's gay, yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Did anybody
else believe in Pluto as a planet? I happen to think it exists out there.
Just happen to think. Did anybody else get anybody's room get a little dusty during the draft last night?
Oh my God! That whole first hour.
Did anybody? I mean, I had
first hour crying the whole time.
Sitting there watching it, and it's just me on the couch watching at home alone, and I'm just kind of, you know, I took my glasses. I was very much like an emotional. That was a ride. That
yeah,
was
really it was.
Something.
It was a lot of great stories.
I truly appreciated it. Like I don't think it was cheap. I don't think it was meant to try and tear jerk or anything like that. It felt real, and it got dusty.
That's what
in my
I tweeted.
House.
I said it's like a Pixar movie, except the emotion wasn't calculatedly manipulative. It was real.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the suit jackets. I misunderstood.
No, it was the 815 texter says Pluto isn't a planet. Saint Keith, yes, it is. Keith, fight the big one.
Wow.
Dude.
Les gets very angry about any question
clearly,
of Pluto.
My goodness.
Clearly angry.
Full-blown planet.
Yeah, I was, you know, generally I'm not interested in a lot of that, the pathos and the emotion of all that stuff, but I was kind of a wreck when R.J. Barrett's dad, kind of like, I love you, son, I love you, dad. It's like the last scene of Field of Dreams. Like, can we just talk basketball?
Zion Williamson, too. I mean, he's the guy that he had known from the beginning that he was going to be the number one overall pick. He had known that moment was there. He had probably prepared for it, and yet he still kind of lost it.
He got took by
it. Yeah.
You know, it almost seemed like it surprised him as much as anything else.
And that was cool. And I think the Kobe White moment, I mean, the Kobe White storyline, the Kobe White experience, regardless of what you feel about how his fit is with the Bulls and the organization, I mean, you have to have some empathy for what he has been through and how he has handled it.
Oh, God, yeah. The Players Tribune piece that he wrote, I mean, that kept you the whole time. I couldn't put it down. It was very, you know, it's nice to have connective tissue like that to new guys coming into town. It's nice to have that kind of that kind of draw. You don't need it necessarily. You don't have to have it for every single player.
Do you feel hamstrung by it?
Hamstrung? More connective tissue. Like wrist tendon-y right now, actually. Is what I could use.
Surprised me.
You're obsessed with the wrist tendon.
I could use a few.
In Bulls history, this is not only merely the third North Carolina player ever drafted. This is going back to when they drafted like 15 rounds. Yeah.
This is the best one.
It has only been. It has only. Can you name the other one? I mean, you know Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Do you know who the third one is?
Jose Altuve.
Not Walter Davis.
No, it's Shamond Williams.
Oh, wow.
Who didn't even make the team. So I saw Chris Kamka tweeted this out. Only that he will be the fourth player from North Carolina to actually play a game for the Bulls. Ever.
Wait, who are the others?
The other three are Michael Jordan,
well, yeah,
Dudley Bradley, and Scott Williams.
No, yeah, Scott
and
Williams.
That's it. If you look
Jake
at the
Williams. Wait, that's it. Didn't Walter Davis?
No, Michael wanted him, and they never.
Nope. He never ended up coming.
No, never was here. That's it.
Yeah, I was going to say
Dudley Bradley, Scott Williams, and Michael Jordan are the only from that program.
That's bizarre.
Do you remember and the number of pros they
that
produced
is amazing,
ever?
Do you
right?
remember when you know how Mike would he would post up people. And normally when you would post up, you would shove your rear end out and turn and do something.
Right. Yeah.
Scott Williams started doing this thing where he put his back into you.
Oh, that, yeah.
And Michael stole that move. He had never seen it, and he actually took a move off of Scott Williams.
Is that right?
Is that incredible?
That's good.
And back when post-ups mattered, that was taught. And I would see big man coaches. Clifford Ray was really good at teaching that. Part of the reason you do that is to actually feel where your defender is. You literally want to know. That gives you some...
I thought it was Tony Rizzo then at the plate. He just right. wants to...
Yeah, no, that, it does. It gives you... And then you do the pull the chair out. The defender, you show your presence there. And then when the guy makes the move and tries to use you as leverage, you leave and the guy falls over.
I like that. I like that. What? So you're comparing him to Michael Jordan now. Is that it? You think that Kobe White, because his name is Kobe... He's probably imitated everything with Mike, the pattern of speech and everything else. Is that what you're pointing out?
I like him. I like the pick.
I do too.
Oh, it's a great pick.
It's easy to like.
It's a lucky pick, isn't it?
Yes.
In a weird way. It's
yes.
like they, as we have mentioned several times, they had nothing but bad luck
He was described
lottery,
as the fastest rising player in the draft in the past week. And when he drops to 7, you wonder about that comment. At the same time, it shows you what people were saying about him based on his workouts.
Yeah, he's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Really, really raw half-court game. But I can tell you what he can do right damn now, and that is get that thing and go. And that is exactly what this Bulls team needs. I still don't know why you have the coach you have when you say I was of two minds hearing all this. And we're going to go through a lot of what John Paxson said. We're going to talk about a lot of this stuff today. But on the one hand, I think this is great, and they're saying the right things. I still don't know why they decided to cast their lot with Jim Boylan if they want to do all this stuff. I know they hired real assistants.
I don't know if you heard Pax, but he said that Jim Boylan wants to run.
Yes, he does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really wants to run.
Well, but
didn't he say that?
He did.
Okay.
Wants to play defense. They want to play defense so they can run.
They didn't last year.
Right.
So they should try.
Yeah,
anytime
defense. They want to start doing that, that's fine, but... And Kobe White's got
don't you
work to do, but he's really good.
The way that they talked about they kind of avoided any question about free agency. So don't you think they have something up their sleeve? Didn't it sound like they have something that they don't want to talk about because they don't want it out? Isn't that weird?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. And I'm still having difficulty figuring out exactly where Chris Dunn lands for them. Because, I mean, he has no value. Like, nobody wants him.
Nobody wants to give up
anything for him.
And he doesn't want to be a backup. He's not going to be a caddy.
So you have this discontent that you're going to have when you start your summer. You're just going to have this. And I don't want Jim Boylan having to deal with discontent within his own roster.
Casey said,
we know that ends in mutiny. We've seen it before.
Just a little bit.
Just a tiny bit of mutiny.
Casey said powder keg. Potential.
I see it too.
Can you lead a mutiny if no one follows you? Isn't that more or less just one guy? I'm just saying, does he carry the sort of gravitas to bring anyone with him?
Dunn? No, probably not.
Probably not.
I don't think so. I don't think it's a larger issue, but that position matters. And when you have a veteran who's setting a tone like that with a coach who we know has had some problems relating to his players and getting everybody moving in the same direction, it's not something you'll want.
What do you want? What shall you be doing today?
Right out of the gate, we are going to talk to Coby White's high school coach.
Nice.
In Greenfield, North Carolina.
His great uncle was credited with discovering the former planet of Pluto.
And Rob Salter is going to join us. Then we're going to do Vincent Goodwill at 10, midday midway at 10:40. Got some surprises in the hopper as well. So we're going to cover this thing wall to wall and talk a bit about that stirring Cubs victory and the debut of Adbert Alzolay.
Have a great show.
All right, guys.
End of story.
I see you soon, baby.
From here to Timbuktu and a lot further than that, all the way out to the planet. And yes, I said it again, and I'll repeat it. Planet Pluto.
I'm done.
The Bulls have made their first round pick in the 2019 NBA draft.
With the seventh pick in the 2019 NBA draft, the Chicago Bulls select Coby White from the University of North Carolina.
Keep it here as all of our shows and team of Bulls experts weigh in on this important pick for the future. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of Bulls basketball. A radio.com sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by the National Association of Realtors, who will stop at nothing to find you the perfect home. Baseball's executive committee yesterday gave the Tampa Bay Rays permission to explore playing half their games in Montreal. The theory is that if the Rays played the first half of the season in Florida and the second half in Quebec, both sites could come away with building less expensive outdoor stadiums. What's more, there would be a greater demand for only half-season ticket plans and advertising programs. As a baseball fan and an outside observer, I have just one simple question to ask the geniuses behind this modest proposal. What planet are you living on? Ask the New York Islanders and their fans what it's been like to split their home games between Brooklyn and Nassau County, and those venues are only 30 miles apart. Good grief and sacre bleu. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Visit downtown Evanston this summer to shop, eat, and have fun, and find great services. Are you smiling with confidence? Are you missing teeth? Do you want to straighten up your smile? At Stevens Dentistry, they solve these issues sometimes in just a day. Call their team to schedule your visit and enjoy your smile again. Stevens Dentistry, Evanston's hometown dentist since 1958. Call them at 847-864-8151 and visit downtownevanston.org for more info.
Get to Old Navy, Saturday and Sunday only. All Old Navy Actives on sale for 50% off. Get all your family's favorite mesh tees, go-dry shorts, and active styles for 50% off Saturday and Sunday only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/22 to 6/23. Excludes in-store clearance.
The Hyundai 4th of July sales event is going on now, and we're putting savings first. Our award-winning lineup features 16 sedans and SUVs, and they're all on sale. From the Sonata, Elantra, and Tucson to the Kona, the 2019 North American Utility Vehicle of the Year. And the Santa Fe, awarded most dependable midsize SUV by J.D. Power in 2019. Hurry into the Hyundai 4th of July sales event now, only at your local Hyundai dealer. Celebrate the savings before these epic offers are history. The Hyundai Santa Fe received the fewest reported problems in segment in the J.D. Power 2019 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. VDS is an evaluation of three-year-old vehicle dependability based on 2016 model year vehicles. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months or get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Offer ends 7/8/19. Call 877-248-1585 for complete feature and offer details.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At The Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the job done with the products and brands you trust. Technology to keep your job on track. Job site delivery to save you time. And bulk pricing on over 4,000 items every day to save you money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. What they're doing with lasers these days is unbelievable. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-577-9696. 800-577-9696. That's 800-577-9696.
Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. Rain and storms to start spring. It's been crazy, and it's not letting up. There's probably more to come even later today and tomorrow. Whole weekend's supposed to be wet, and that means more potential for a flooded basement. You've heard the stories from everybody, especially the people who live near the rivers, near the Fox and Des Plaines River. It's been really bad. Call Aloha Restoration because they do it all from start to finish. They're not like some service companies that just come out and suck the water out of your house and slap you with a bill and leave you and never hear from them again. Aloha Restoration's with you the entire way, taking your flooded basement from ruined to restored. They can deal with me. They handle, you know, I get nervous and I need things explained to me and I don't understand anything and there's loud noises, and if they can handle me, trust me, they're going to be great for you. And they're the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. They're my guys. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
Trisha Yearwood returns to the stage. Every Girl on Tour, November 7th, 7:30 p.m., the Chicago Theater. A night full of hits. Reserve seat tickets on sale Friday, June 21st at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. The one-of-a-kind voice. How do I live without Trisha Yearwood. Every Girl on Tour, produced by Outback Concerts.
The internet has changed, so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet for digital banking. It's time for a change. Now through July 10th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit the PNC Gold Coast branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank National Association member FDIC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Sam Vecenie, where are you on Coby White?
What he's really good at is pushing in transition and creating those odd man opportunities. What he is a little bit less good at right now is when you get him in half court settings, kind of using a live dribble and being able to create exceptionally well and snake through pick and rolls and get all the way to the basket. He took under 2 shots per game in the half court this season at the basket. That is a remarkably low number for a point guard. Does have a nice step back pull up game that I think will translate pretty well, but there is real potential that he's kind of a backup combo guard. He does have the elite mix of size and speed, 6'5" with just lightning quickness in the backcourt, but I don't think it'd be a bad pick for the Bulls. I have him at number 7 on my board, but he is a guy that there are mixed feelings for a lot of the reasons that I've said.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, Middays on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Coby White's high school coach, Rob Salter, is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. We are going to talk to Vincent Goodwill of Yahoo at 10 o'clock. Midday Midway at 10:40, and surprises to come here on this Friday edition. Happy summer, by the way. Summer solstice is today. This is actually the first day.
Feels like it.
Of summer.
We did it.
Yay. And the sun is actually out. So we got a lot to do today and look forward to doing it. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR, The Score. You can email us at BernsteinandMcKnight@670thescore.com. Go there to listen to us live where we stream at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text? It's Friday. Maybe get a wayward sext. That happens at 67011. When you send either, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
Oh, the emotions of the NBA draft.
Oh, my God. I know. It was a
Seriously,
wreck.
Seriously, that was a thing.
It really was. I mean, when that R.J. Barrett thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh. My daughter said, why are you crying?
Because it was stunningly emotional.
He put his head on his shoulder.
All these kids are realizing their lifelong dreams. And
they're kids.
Kobe White is 19.
They're kids. Even Zion Williamson is a massive human being who happens to also be a kid.
He looked like a suit was painted on him last night. He's a giant human, but that's a kid. That's incredible.
Download that app. You stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. The video feed is here. I know it because his lights are on and Brian Gertsch is here. And that feed is at watch670thescore.com and at Facebook Live. We have producers. They're Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and the man in the back, the executioner, doing what he does, Ray Diaz. And I tweeted it before the pick. That was the guy I wanted them to take. As soon as Culver went, I'm like, okay, yeah, let's go. I mean, I know what he does. I know what he can't do. I know the work that he needs. I'm also heartened by the arrival of Chris Fleming and the arrival of Roy Rogers and knowing that they've got competent, you know, market quality assistance there to mitigate whatever the Jim Boylan factor is in this. I liked the way John Paxson phrased the reasoning. So, you know, get that ball and go. Get this guy in the weight room.
Yeah, do you believe that they're going to actually go? I mean, it's fascinating. I'm not the first person to realize this or recognize it or point it out, but my God, does this team look good for everything Fred Hoiberg wants to do offensively.
Finally.
I mean, Jesus.
They've got the Hoiberg team in place.
You know, it's just, you've gotten younger and more athletic. Check, 19-year-old, one of the best scoring point guards. You heard Roy Williams say it. It's in a couple of different columns. He's the best scoring point guard that Roy Williams has ever had, and that's super. That works out real well for this team, and it's what you need. I wonder this, though, Dan, and you are the basketball guy. You and Rick are who I take my basketball cues from on this show. But it seems to me that this is a score-first type of point guard, right? You're going to have to work him back to the one spot, the, you know, traditional one spot or whatever. We're in a positionless NBA. But that's kind of the thrust of this. Zach LaVine ran a lot of point last season, and I understand his limitations there as well and the offense's limitations when he does, but I can't help but think that this is an even better pick than it might look, because given Kobe White's limitations of running stuff in the half court, you heard Sam Vecenie in the open saying he took like two shots a night in the half court last year, his freshman year at North Carolina. So this is a guy that's kind of well-suited to defer to Zach in some of those situations, like let him kind of run some sets or ISOs, as it were, and let him kind of take over. To me, that's a pretty interesting and creative way to get around the fact that a rookie point guard almost by definition struggles in the NBA. I mean, that's just a tough thing to do.
It takes a minimum of half a year. They might use one thing you can do is have Chris Dunn take him around the league one time before you hand it off. I mean, I remember talking to Johnny Kerr about that right after they drafted B.J. Armstrong.
When you lied to get down to the front row of a press box.
Down to the court.
That's right, court level.
Scam my way down there. That's, he said, he goes, yeah, you know, he told me at the time, he said, yeah, B.J.'s more of a shooter. He's really not that much of a point guard. He's more looking for his own shot. They're definitely going to let Paxson take him around the league once before they let this kid play. That was, and this is the oldest basketball truism here, is how hard it is to learn how to be a point. The physical demands of the position now, too. He's got to get bigger. He's got to get stronger. I hope the moment Kobe White goes in the weight room that Lauri Markkanen's already been in there for a while.
Yeah, that's, you want that kind of size. I think one thing you can point to with Kobe White is the work ethic. A lot of coaches like his size. I was reading through some of the comments that his, you know, some former coaches had kind of given about him and what he needs to do more. By the way, Rob Salter is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. He was Coby White's high school coach from Greenfield High School. So we'll talk with him about the young man, the newest Bull. But I also think this, as you've put this guy on the team, I couldn't help but notice, you know, who he is. I read the Players Tribune piece that he wrote about the passing of his father when he, Coby, was 17 years old, how close he and his dad were, how close his dad was to all of his friends, just seemed to be that kind of guy. And I, man, just taken in by what Coby wrote on the Players Tribune just a few days ago. I don't know if you've read it as a Bulls fan. I know you have, Dan.
I have, yes.
But if you haven't, Bulls fan, riding around and maybe settling into work or whatever, at some point, you know, bookmark it over the weekend and give it a read. It's not going to take you a whole lot of time, but boy, is it gripping, and it really lets you know who this guy is as he enters his professional career.
This segment's brought to you by Arlington International Racecourse. They're off and running with live racing and entertainment at beautiful Arlington International Racecourse. Start your weekend right. Leave work early today for Miller Lite Party in the Park. Live music, food, and $3 drink specials. Visit arlingtonpark.com for details and VIP experiences. Looking forward to a conversation with Coby White's high school coach right after an update.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October. Cubs won again last night, but let's start with the 2019 NBA draft. The first three selections were no surprise. Duke's Zion Williamson went number one to New Orleans, followed by Ja Morant to Memphis. The Knicks took R.J. Barrett third. The Bulls had the seventh pick in the draft. They took point guard freshman Coby White from North Carolina. He averaged 16 points per game last season at UNC, along with four assists. In the second round, the Bulls drafted center Daniel Gafford. He played two seasons at Arkansas, averaging 14 points, 7.4 rebounds. Back to baseball now. The Cubs beat the Mets by a score of 7-4 last night at Wrigley Field. Adbert Alzolay, excellent in his major league debut. He threw four innings of one-run ball in relief of Tyler Chatwood, got the win, also had five strikeouts. Cubs host the Mets today at Wrigley. Once again, it is a 12:45 pregame on the score. Yu Darvish and Jason Vargas, the starting pitchers. The White Sox were off last night. Tonight, they're at Globe Life Park in Arlington to face the Rangers. Reynaldo Lopez on the hill for the Sox. And tonight is the NHL draft in Vancouver. The Blackhawks have the third overall pick. This scoreboard update brought to you by Hint Water. Hint is pure still or sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, mouth-watering water. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. The next game on the score is today when the Cubs take on the Mets at 12:45. Here on the score, a radio.com sports station.
White, the speed and slam! And a chance at three.
Watch him turn the corner, and if you just for a second aren't back there waiting for him, it's way too late.
Coby!
Let's talk to someone who knows the newest Chicago Bull well, the man that coached him in high school. This is Bernstein and McKnight, Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're your midday show from 9 to noon, and we are joined now by Rob Salter. You can follow him on Twitter at GFS Basketball. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford, over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Rob, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Congratulations. I know it's always great to have you know, a kid you coach go so high in the NBA draft. What did you think of Coby White when he first got onto your team? We're talking freshman year. What did he look like then, and what were his biggest growth points over the four?
Well, you know, when Coby played, he played varsity as a freshman. But when he came to us, he was about 6 foot, and he was not athletic. You know, his athleticism had kicked in. But he just still had a knack of putting the ball in the hole in so many ways. And you just didn't see that very often. He still could shoot it, but he just scored it. We used to joke that he had a great layup package because, you know, he couldn't jump back then. But then his athleticism kicked in going into a sophomore year, and he grew 5 inches to 6'5". And to go along with being the hardest worker I've ever seen, it, you know, the rest is history. He became the North Carolina all-time leading scorer. So, yeah, but back in the day, he's always had a great feel for the game. He's always been able to score in a variety of ways. And now, as he's gotten stronger, and more athletic, it just continues to improve.
What was the recruitment process like? You know, we know how it works here in Chicago, where it's completely different the way things are with the way the Chicago public schools function and the AAU circuit and all that. What's it like for you, your interaction with various college coaches that are coming by asking you about them? I mean, they want to watch him practice, they want to talk to him. How much of a gatekeeper are you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had pretty much every, you know, big school in the country wanted, you know, was following Kobe, recruiting Kobe. They did a great job recruiting Kobe. So, and he kind of came out of, he really jumped on the scene his sophomore year, his high school season into his AU season with CP3. And it kind of grew from there. But, you know, Coach Williams did a terrific job. And we kind of have a thing here called Greensville Family here. And, you know, obviously you've heard of the Carolina family, and I think that had a lot to do with, you know, one reason of many why he chose the Tar Heels.
Talking with Kobe White's high school coach, Rob Salter. Again, follow him on Twitter, at GFS Basketball. He's at Greenfield High School there. Rob, I'm wondering, one of the things that got talked about when Kobe was drafted to the Bulls at 7 last night is his ability to be pure point guard, a guy who can facilitate the offense, about 4 assists or so his freshman season at North Carolina. What were his assignments for you in terms of, you know, kind of distributing a little bit more? We could talk all about his scoring. He seems to be fantastic at it. How do you think he can shift gears a bit to distribute some?
Oh, he definitely can. I mean, people don't look at the stat in high school where he averaged, you know, 9 assists also. You know, for us, he had to score so much for us. We played a really tough schedule for us to have a chance to win. But, you know, I mean, he makes the right play. His IQ is off the chart. You know, and you put talent around him, he's going to get them the ball. I mean, you know, the guys love to play with him. He's going to put pressure on the defense to open things up for the other guys around him. And he's going to make the right play. So, yeah, that does not worry about me at all when it goes to the next level. His teammates will love playing with him.
How much structure was in your offense, and how quick a learner is he? Because sometimes we see rookie point guards are just so overloaded with information. At the NBA level now, they have so much data. They're so deep into the analytics. I'm just wondering at what speed, what kind of bandwidth they're going to be able to employ to get him completely up to speed with NBA stuff.
Oh, he's going to pick up really quick. He's a sponge, you know what I mean? You know, we were up and down here, but, you know, also I tried to prepare him for college, and you know, I think one of the toughest positions in college basketball is being the point guard at the University of North Carolina with their system, and he jumped in as a freshman and picked it up really, really quick. So, I mean, his IQ and his knowledge of the game is at the top. So he's going to work at it. You know, he's going to watch film, he's going to study, he's going to ask questions, because I think he wants to be the best, and he's going to definitely lean on other people for help with that, but he's going to pick it up pretty quick.
He also seems like just a sweetheart of a kid. I mean, he really does. And so many of the kids did last night,
oh, yeah.
Really. I mean, just a genuinely nice kid. And does he have the edge where he's going to be able to deal with these, you know, grown-ass men who are not going to be taking it easy on him?
Well, no, I mean, that's the thing that's great. He is such a great kid, and just he has a great family. But when he steps on the basketball court, he's the most competitive person I've ever seen, you know. And even, you know, one of the biggest compliments, Coach Williams kind of said the same thing about him, compared him to Tyler Hansbury, you know, how much he loved him when he was at Carolina. But Kobe just competes every single second. He's coming at you for, you know, an NBA walks at 48 minutes. he's going to come at you every single play. And I think that's going to really – you know, the fans are going to fall in love with that because he plays so hard and he competes at such a high level and he shows his heart on the court. You know, I mean, you guys probably saw how excited he was for his teammate last night in the press conference when he heard where Cam Johnson got drafted. I mean, that's just how he is, you know. He's going to believe Chicago Bulls, you know what I mean? And I just can't wait to see the great things he's going to do there.
Rob, I know you were at the draft with Kobe last night. I wonder, outside of hearing, you know, with the 7th selection, the Bulls pick Kobe White, outside of that moment, what one will stick with you for the rest of your life?
Oh, man, the whole day was just phenomenal. But just seeing the, you know, the hard work that this young man's put in, and he's had a dream, and the tough times he's gone through with his dad, and just, you know, he's been such a focused young man. To see it come to him achieve one part of his dream, you know, it was special. It was special for me. Obviously, it brought tears in my eyes, and there are a lot of people around him because he wants this bad. But you know, he did say something to me afterwards, you know, and which a lot of draftees do, you know. They're like, I'm gonna remember the ones that passed by me, coach. I said, there you go. I mean, that's how he is. You know, he's finding something to motivate him because he's going to bring it every night. And I think the Chicago fans are going to love him. I really do.
Do you think he'll be able to survive releasing his shot where he does? It looks a little low to me, and it's not enough to panic over. But, you know, this is when we nitpick on things like this. Can that release point survive?
It can. I mean, it's funny. I mean, obviously, that's what the job of the NBA people are, is just to break down everything. You know, we've heard his arms aren't quite long enough. You know, his releases are low, but, you know, he's 6'5". You know what I mean? I'd worry about that release being low if he was 5'10 or 6 foot. But he's 6'5", and he's played against some unbelievable players, and I've never seen it be an issue. And the way he puts the ball in the hole and the way he shoots it, he's not going to change that.
Rob, thanks so much for hopping on. Really appreciate it. Congratulations again. You're a big part of Kobe becoming the 7th overall pick in the NBA draft last night.
Thank you for having me, and go Bulls.
Rob Salter, Kobe White's high school coach at Greenfield School, who was with him last night at the draft. All very good stuff. You want to hear from John Paxson?
I do want to hear from John Paxson, because apparently there's a philosophy that's been trying to be put into the Bulls for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and it might be they got it.
All right, well, maybe. Maybe they've just sort of found their way here with Doug Collins and John Paxson and Jim Paxson and what has become this college of coaches that sort of tries to move Jim Boylan where he has to go.
Can't help but notice that Jim Boylan was the last name you said there.
Yes, because I don't really know what he does.
All right, well, we'll hear from John Paxson about where the Bulls are headed after taking Kobe White out of North Carolina 7 overall. John with some interesting things to say last night after the pick. We'll talk about it. Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
Listen to every Cubs game here on 670 The Score.
Bader hits a drive toward right center, deep. Back goes Almora on the track. Almora makes the running catch. Excellent play by Almora. He ran that ball down.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs, a radio.com sports station.
Don't miss out on all the happenings in downtown Evanston this summer. First stop, the Spice and Tea Exchange, where you can explore more than 200 seasonings, spices, and teas. Pick up a cup of hot or iced tea at their new tea bar, or browse the grilling products for the perfect Father's Day gift. The Spice and Tea Exchange, across from Target on Sherman Avenue. Sign up for Downtown Evanston's monthly newsletter at downtownevanston.org.
The warmer weather is finally here, so switch up your sheets and comforters. And while you're doing that, go to brooklinen.com and get the good stuff. Get the 5-star hotel quality stuff and check out their newest linen collection with this new assortment of colors. Beautiful, airy pieces, giving your room a chic, relaxed feel, providing you with the ultimate comfort. And they give you the good stuff here. This is luxury bedding. And if you think it doesn't make a difference, you will know after you get it what you've been missing this whole time. You don't have to worry about knowing thread count. You don't have to stop into some boutique store and have somebody upsell you. You don't have to hear these bizarro stories about special cotton from faraway lands across the globe. Just go to brooklinen.com and pick out what you want and give yourself this upgrade. Also, brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just because you're listening. 10% off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their products. All of their sheets and comforters and towels come with a lifetime warranty. And the only way to get 10% off and free shipping is by using the promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Dan. It's Brooklinen. And these are the best sheets ever.
Trisha Yearwood returns to the stage. Every Girl on tour, November 7th, 7:30 p.m., the Chicago Theater. A night full of hits. Reserve seat tickets on sale Friday, June 21st at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. The one-of-a-kind voice. How do I live without Trisha Yearwood. Every Girl on tour, produced by Outback Concerts.
The Hyundai 4th of July sales event is going on now, and we're putting savings first. Our award-winning lineup features 16 sedans and SUVs, and they're all on sale. From the Sonata, Elantra, and Tucson to the Kona, the 2019 North American Utility Vehicle of the Year, and the Santa Fe, awarded most dependable midsize SUV by J.D. Power in 2019. Hurry into the Hyundai 4th of July sales event now, only at your local Hyundai dealer. Celebrate the savings before these epic offers are history. The Hyundai Santa Fe received the fewest reported problems in segment in the J.D. Power 2019 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. VDS is an evaluation of three-year-old vehicle dependability based on 2016 model year vehicles. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months or get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyahyundai.com today. Offer ends 7/8/19. Call 877-248-1585 for complete feature and offer details.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole, along with other health and fitness leaders, and your host, Steve Cashel.
We know the operation works. You lose time by trying non-surgical treatment, so we're going to pull the trigger sooner than we used to, say, 15, 20 years ago.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Visit downtown Evanston to be entertained this summer at Evanston Rocks and Rockin' Ravioli, the hottest live entertainment and restaurant spot in Evanston. Live entertainment Wednesday through Sunday, rockin' appetizers, pastas, and pizzas. Evanston Rocks, an intimate live music venue with private VIP rooms, giving you a bird's eye view of the stage. Tickets at evanstonrocks.com. Sign up for downtown Evanston's newsletter at downtownevanston.org to stay up to date on all the events.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the job done with the products and brands you trust. Technology to keep your job on track. Job site delivery to save you time. And bulk pricing on over 4,000 items every day to save you money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We're trying to build a team to play effectively in today's modern game. That means versatility in a lot of different areas. So the fact that Kobe can play both positions. Now, in today's game where you talk a lot about pure points, I don't know how many pure points we really have anymore. You know, the guys, you know, most really good point guards have a scoring component to them, an effective scoring component to them.
John Paxson should know, because that's kind of what he was, too. He was nominally a point guard, but also was known for being able to score when left open.
He's right, too. I mean, go through the point guards. There are some that are playmakers. I don't know that I'd call really any good point guards right now just pure playmakers, would you?
No,
there is a scoring component to just about every good point guard in this league.
And if they don't have one, they want one. I mean, Ricky Rubio isn't a great scorer. He's a
free agent. He's not on a team for a reason.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
If the first guy to jump into mind is somebody like Ricky Rubio, who is a great arranger of an offense and facilitator of an offense, but he just isn't a very good shooter.
Well, okay, so let me ask you this then. Do you put shooting, when you talk about the point guard specifically, in this modern NBA, the way John Paxson's talking about, do you put shooting and playmaking, getting to the bucket the way Kobe White does, with the speed he pushes the pace at, do you put those in the same, no pun intended, bucket when we're talking about scoring? Because I don't.
No, they're different, because when scoring, in large part now, something Kobe White is good at is foul hunting.
Yes.
And the ability to get an angle off of a ball screen, which he has to learn, but he can get his own shot and draw fouls. He's an 80% foul shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the way, I mean, not everybody has to be James Harden, because, you know, I find that incredibly annoying. But in big situations, being able to get a step on your defender and create an angle for yourself, whether using a screen or not, that is also scoring. It is not just knocking down jump shots.
No, I think you're right. I think that's where the point guard needs to be as well. So John Paxson says, we are trying to assemble an offense that can play in the modern NBA.
It's great to hear.
Oh, yeah, but I'm so happy to hear it.
But to get to this point, if you really rewind the tape, and go back to what happened when Hoiberg was let go. And remember Hoiball and drag screens and everything else. And then here comes Boylan, and he sets him back to the peach baskets. And then there was the intervention.
Yeah.
It's
well, first there was the mutiny. Well, yes, there was the intervention.
First there was the little bit of mutiny.
Just a little bit.
And then there was the organizational intervention, which accomplished two things. It taught Jim Boylan that more possessions are better than fewer possessions. Because you can score more points that way. So that was one aspect of this massive intervention.
Sorry, talking about this intervention is making me need an intervention.
That it eventually succeeded. The other part of the intervention involved explaining that three is more than two.
Yeah.
Over here is three.
Uh-huh.
Over here is two.
We had to have a conversation about that.
A series of conversations and PowerPoint presentations. And eventually it sunk in. The Jim realized that three is more than two.
And then the offense got better for a little while, and then everyone got hurt, and they shut things down, and then he started throwing Lauri Markkanen down on the block again because that's what he wanted to do. The poll is out at Bernstein_MCK. We've got a poll in the field. It's very simple, and we want your thoughts on it. Can Jim Boylan coach a team that plays a modern NBA style? You have two options. One is yes. The other is no. It's fairly simple.
I have voted. And here's the thing.
I can imagine what you voted.
It has been fascinating to watch them try to wrest control of the team away from Jim Boylan after naming him head coach and extending his contract. They got a legitimate offensive NBA assistant in Chris Fleming. They got a legitimate NBA defensive assistant from the most recently with the Rockets in Roy Rogers. So it's sort of the Ron Zook program here, where they're trying to claw back. And then when Michael Reinsdorf is asked about Boylan, he reminds us that Doug Collins is here.
Right.
Okay, so what does that mean? I know there's John Paxson, there's Jim Paxson, there's Doug Collins. There are the assistants that are being hired and assistants that were being removed under sort of odd circumstances with odd explanations as to why and how they're being removed.
Yeah.
But somehow, some way, they're de-Boylanizing the team. That's my hope.
Don't get me wrong. I'm thrilled with the Coby White draft pick. Absolutely over the moon about it, because I think that was the pick to make. I was, Rick talked about it on Tuesday and Wednesday, and I'm with him lockstep, to have moved anywhere in this draft, to move up anywhere in this draft, to give up future picks, to give up assets in this draft, to get anywhere other than, I don't know, three, and even then I'm still kind of shrugging my shoulders, would have been malpractice. You know, to at this point in the rebuild and with this draft's lack of talent, top-end kind of talent, I'm not going anywhere for that. So I'm glad they didn't do that. They took the point guard instead of taking someone like Jackson Hayes, who I think is an interesting player, but like we heard from Sam Vecenie yesterday, to take three of those guys in a row, you know, centers with athleticism and good defense and not much of a jump shot. Like that would have been bad, too. So you took the guy that both fits your positional need and fits the way the modern NBA is kind of working and is young and athletic and you didn't have to move around for. That's great. Is it weird, though, that I have this like strange, I'm a little angry that front office just got to take the guy in front of him and get it right. Like, it's like the kid.
No, this shouldn't be hard.
It's like the kid.
Don't be angry about that.
This, after all of that, you get a draft that tried to screw you with where the ping pong balls bounced, and now you just take this guy. You just do the right
thing.
They're
allowed to catch a break. They're allowed.
I suppose you're right. I just have this weird lingering anger about nothing, I guess.
I'd let that go. I really would.
I'm not going to.
Ryan in Lincoln Square is on the score. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I just want to talk about you guys hating on Boylan in the 3-versus-2 thing.
Sure.
I mean, you have, you know, you call it the modern NBA. We don't all have Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, et cetera. You got to be able to pound it down to the big man.
That's the worst shot in basketball.
If you need a bucket and you don't have a big man you can throw it down to.
Here's the thing. We're going to do the same intervention.
What's the field goal percentage of three?
Ryan, if you'll let me talk, I'll answer your question.
To be fair, you didn't let him talk.
Every shot has an expected value. The post-up is the worst shot in basketball. It is the least likely to get you points on balance. You're shooting over another person. It is a defended shot. You are choosing to take a defended shot that is worth less. If you want to coach in the 1960s, feel free. I would prefer that we coach in the 2020s.
With that said, though, if they had someone that was skilled enough, like that was in their skill set, then you let them do it. However, they don't have that guy.
No, if you've got an elite, then you do what the elite is good at.
Correct, but even if you have
Carl Anthony Towns, like I actually think he could have gotten more touches, more post-ups last year.
See, I don't mind a big guy getting touches. I just don't want a big guy getting touches with his back to the basket and someone standing in between.
Part of what he's good at, and I'm not saying the Bulls have that guy, but just if a guy is good at that, to play against a guy's strengths just because of what, you know, in theory, the math is,
mm-hmm. right?
Then that's dumb.
Well,
You still have to put your guys in their best spots to succeed.
Yeah, I'm not trying to find those guys. You know, like just on the list of skills right now, I said, hey, you know, he's really good down there in the low post. That was great in 1986. That was great.
If you have that opportunity for a guy, it's also kind of dumb to limit your possibility of a good player because you don't like his type of skill set when a good coach can still build a solid offense around the skills of his best player or players.
Yeah, but if your best player is a guy who is taking a shot that is less likely to help you win, then it's a team construction issue.
But that's for the average player, not for the guy where I'm saying it's a big part of what he does.
Like
Carl Anthony Towns, I think, is the dude because he's probably one of the best back to the basket guys right now, but he also steps out and hits the three.
Yeah, if you look at Jokic, I mean, Jokic has all kinds of, he's got these fabulous feet and a bag of tricks where he can do all sorts of dancers' moves, but when he's facing the basket and maybe passing to find your open three, he's making you more likely to win. So, yeah, you're right. It obviously depends on the guy. I'm just not looking for those guys. I'm looking for all the points that I can get. Looking for the best talent that can put the ball in the basket, ideally, and have it be worth three instead of two.
We will check in with Vincent Goodwill of Yahoo Sports. He's their NBA senior writer on whether or not the Bulls took the best talent for their team. We'll take a look at the rest of the draft as well. Vince is going to join us in just a few. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on The Score.
The Bulls have made their first-round pick in the 2019 NBA Draft.
With the seventh pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the Chicago Bulls select Coby White from the University of North Carolina.
Keep it here as all of our shows and team of Bulls experts weigh in on this important pick for the future. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of Bulls basketball. A radio.com sports station.
I'm going to be traveling this summer, and one thing that I'm not going to forget is my Harry's razor, because I love it, and it's got a special travel cover that makes it easy. And sometimes you think, oh, I'll just buy a disposable razor, and I'll bring it when I travel. I don't know why I'm talking like Parkins. But you don't have to do that, because disposable razor are disposable for a reason. You throw them out because you're bleeding, and it ripped your face off. You don't want that. You're going to go with Harry's because it's better, and here's how you're going to try it. You got $3? You got $3, right? Well, you can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for $3. And it ships for free. But you got to use the code Chicago at Harry's.com. It's everything you need. They took out all the things you don't need. You don't need a handle that looks like a spaceship. You don't need vibrating heads or heated blades or any of that. 100% quality guarantee. And you got to do this right now. If you're a new customer, you get the razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and the travel cover. All of that is $3 and it ships for free. You're going to love this. So do it. Go to Harry's.com and use the code Chicago.
Hi, I'm Misty May Trainer. As a 3-time gold medalist beach volleyball world champion, I had access to the world's best trainers and doctors. But now I'm retired, a busy mom of 3, coach volleyball, and I want my legs to look as good as possible. So when I noticed the veins on my legs, I wanted the same world-class treatment I was used to.
So Misty May joined the over 1 million women and men who went to Vein Clinics of America. For over 35 years, the doctors at Vein Clinics of America have been the leading experts in the non-invasive treatment of vein disease. If you're experiencing tired, painful, tender legs, or have lost your confidence due to those embarrassing varicose and spider veins, you can get world-class treatment for your legs in Dallas-Fort Worth.
My experience with Vein Clinics of America was amazing. I got my legs back, and I'm ready to hit the beach again feeling confident.
Call Vein Clinics of America now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Most treatments are covered by insurance. Call 800-307-4200. 800-307-4200. That's 800-307-4200.
Visit downtown Evanston to eat, shop, and find great services. Local is how First Northern Credit Union does business. While offering the same products and services as a large bank, they try to do it with fewer fees and lower rates. They also offer hometown service you can't find anywhere else. Visit fncu.org or stop by their branch located at 1705 Sherman in downtown Evanston to join First Northern today. Follow downtown Evanston on Instagram to learn about local businesses and special summer events.
Trisha Yearwood returns to the stage. Every girl on tour, November 7th, 7:30 p.m. The